Okay, we're going to speak about what is a very, very important, fascinating topic. We're going to, in a way that we often don't, really develop, I guess, one yisod or develop one mahalach. But we're going to ask a whole bunch of questions that hopefully this can come and it can come and explain. Avram in Parshas Vayera. So Avram davens for the people of Sodom. It sounds in Chumash, as many of the Mefarshim point out, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avram to daven. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tells him in advance what he's going to do, and it says, "Vashem Amar Mechase Ani Me Avraham Masher Ani Oseh." Am I going to not tell Avram what's going on? So he seems to almost encourage Avram to go and daven, to go and daven. Question number one: many Mefarshim ask, why is Kadosh Baruch Hu giving Avram the heads up and almost encouraging him to daven if the answer is going to be no to his tefilos? Like, okay, Avram, it's really important you daven. If it was a setup so Avram could see the koach of his tefillah, that I really hear. But he's rejected in this tefillah. So why is he encouraged to daven? Not only that, after Sodom gets destroyed, the Torah tells us, after Vitabit Ishto Me'achara V'tini Tzav Melech, that Lot's wife turns around and is destroyed, she becomes salt. What does Avram do? V'yashkim Avram Baboker. The next morning, Avram gets up. El HaMakom Asher Amat Sham Es Panei Hashem. He goes back, presumably, to the place where he davened for Sodom. So he's davening the next morning. He dafka goes back to the place he davened at previously, but it didn't work the previous time. Like, why are you going back to the same location? It didn't work that well. Many mefarshim are bothered by two almost more focused and additional questions. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Chavav that tfilos avos teknim, and one day of the avos established tefillah. Avram established shachris. Avram was tikein tefillah shachris. What's the mucker that Avram was established tefillah shachris? Vayashkim Avram baboker. We learn from Avram's tefillahs in the context of Sodom that we should daven shachris every day. Wonders of Tzadok and Pritzadok here, many of the Mefarshim wonder this question, why are we learning the source for shachris from a tefillah that was not answered? If we wanted to learn the koach of tefillahs, so learn it from somewhere where the tefillahs are answered, why are we learning it? Learn it from where? From how Yitzchak davened to have children. Why are we learning a dafka from here? Further, the third bells of the Rebbe, Sachadov Bells, pointed out, there's another Gemara in Brachos and Davav Mebeis. We learn the idea, Amri Bichab, Amri Huna, called Koveya Makam Litfilaso, that there's an idea of having a Makam Kavua, and if you do, Elokei Avram Be'ezra, God, the God of Avram will help you. How do we see the God of Avram will help you if you have Makam Kavua? Because in this week's Parsha, Avram had a Makam Kavua. Where is Makam Kavua? Vyashkam Beboker. He went back to the same place, to Davin. But God didn't help him. It didn't work. It was rejected. What exactly is going on? Some of the Mefarshim, I think the Mevaser Tov, the Biala Rebbe, asks the question in an interesting way, which is, it isn't only an Avram phenomenon. Some of the best that we have, their tefillos don't appear to have been accepted. Torah tells beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Meguri Aviv, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Bishalva, Yaakov Davin Tashem, he should have peace and tranquility. Shut down. Rogue Zoshal Yosef. Yosef gets sold. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to get into Eretz Yisrael. He davens hundreds of tefillos, Chazal tell us. The Medrash tells, beginning parts of Eschanan. And seems to not really get answered. Seems to not really be answered. So what's going on? Why are we learning so many tefillos from Avram? We learn certain things from Moshe. The tefillos aren't always answered. What exactly is going on here? So there is a yesod. The yesod is a yesod which is associated with many different people. We'll try and develop it. But there's elements already in Chazal. The Yushalmi quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. It's Yushalmi in Brachos in Aleph Aleph. The Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, Halavai Shispala Adam Kol Yom Kulo. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that theoretically, if a person wanted, it's in context, feels Nadava, a person could daven, a person maybe should daven the entire day. The Yushalmi adds three words not found in the Bavli, which is, She'ein Tfila Mafsedas. She'ein Tfila Mafsedas. Which some interpret to mean, a bit of a machlokas there, that tefillos never really get rejected. That tefillos never really get rejected. Or as the Gemara says in Brachos and Lamed Beis and Mabeis, Amar Reb Chanan, Reb Chanina, Kol Amarich B'Tefilaso Ein Tefilaso Choseres Reikam. That if a person davens, so and you daven a lot and you're Marich B'Tefila, your tefillos never going to come back empty-handed. But it seems to come back empty-handed. It seems to be rejected. So there is a yesod. The Degel Machna Ephraim quotes it from the Baal Shem Tov. It's a yesod associated with the Chazan Ish. It's a yesod associated with the Dubna Magid. We'll see a lot of these in a minute, which is, just because we don't see a tefillah be answered in the way that we want it to be answered, doesn't mean that it wasn't poel something. It doesn't mean that it didn't do something, either now or later. The Degel Machan Ephraim quotes the Baal Shem Tov as saying that's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. When the Gemara in Brachos describes tefillah, the Gemara says tefillah are things which are omdim berumo shel olam, and bnei adam are mezalzel in it. What does it mean that tefillah is omdim berumo shel olam? So the simple pshat is that tefillah is this really high, lofty thing, and people don't take it so seriously. This is Baal Shem. No. Tefillahs are omed berumo shel olam. Tefillahs do amazing things up there. But we don't always see the impact of our tefillahs, so bnei adam are mezalzel. So bnei adam don't take it as seriously. But tefillahs doing immensely, immensely powerful things, we just can't always see where it is. For that reason, explain many of the mefarshim, that's pshat in Avraham Avinu's tefillah in regards to Sodom. Because Baruch Hu wants Avram to daven. But it's not going to be answered. The answer is, it's totally going to be answered. Maybe not right now for Sodom, but that tefillah will have impact. We'll describe how in a minute. That tefillah is going to have impact. That tefillah will be answered in a certain sense. So why do we learn shachris from Avraham Avinu, says Reb Tzadok? Because we're trying to say that the power of tefillah is a tefillah which, even if you don't see it being answered right now, understand there's a koach of that particular tefillah. What does it mean, says the Belzer Rebbe, that Avram learned makom kavua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's there for Avraham Avinu? Because even if you daven for something and it doesn't seem to be answered, if you keep, you go back to that same place, it's going to be. So Yaakov's tefillah for Leishi B'Shalva wasn't really answered, but in the way that we see, but it still did have some impact. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, it's going to be Eretz Yisrael, weren't answered in the way that we see, but it still had some impact. How did it have impact? In what way did this tefillah have any degree of real nafkamina? So there are a couple of different mehalchim. Reb Tzadok writes in Pri Tzadok, it's an amazing piece, he said a bunch of fascinating things, but Reb Tzadok there points out, it worked at least for Lot. It worked at least for Lot and his family. Meaning, maybe the tefillah doesn't work always in the sweeping way that we would want. It doesn't mean it didn't work in more minor ways. So it worked for Lot, says Reb Tzadok. He says, okay, mikol makom ho'ila tefilaso lahatzilas Lot. And you know the power of just saving Lot? You know who comes from Lot? Lot has daughters, Ammon and Moab. From there comes Mashiach. From there comes David HaMelech, and Malcolm Mashiach. That's why the Medrash says, I'm coming in the Pasuk and Tehillim, Matzasi David Avdi. I found David. Where was David found, says the Medrash? Hecha Matzasi Bisdom, the Medrash says. I found him in Sodom. And David HaMelech is all about V'ani Tefillah. David HaMelech is all about the Koach of Tefillah. He wrote Tehillim. Why is the Tzadok is David HaMelech all about the Koach of Tefillah? Because no one more than David HaMelech appreciated the value of tefillah. And even how, if it doesn't look like you're answered right now, there's a long-term plan. Lot was saved, and because of that, David HaMelech was able to come into existence. The Dibdur Magid explained it in a similar way, but I guess in a broader sense. He said, look at Chumash. Chumash does something fascinating. It says in Chumash, V'Hashem Amar Mechaseni Me'Avram Asher Nio. He said, can I not tell Avram what's going on? I want him to be able to daven. Next pasuk, V'Avram Hayo Yiyel Goy Gadol Va'atzum. Because Avram's going to have a big nation come for him. V'Nivruchu Vo Kogoy Haaretz. Says to the Magid, what's the Sheiches? Tell Avram, because he's a tzaddik, and he'll daven. Why do you add right after saying that Avram Avinu was going to be davening, why do you add right away afterwards that Avram Avinu is going to have chash of descendants? Says the Magid, because a tefillah that maybe isn't answered right now for the people of Sodom, sometimes the tefillah will be answered generations later. Sometimes the tefillah will be answered generations later. And that is part of the Talmudic idea also, of a David HaMelech going to be able to come for that. The Chazon Ish, that this is a Yisod, which is often quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, with Volbe in a couple of places quotes the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish used to say, tefillahs are answered. Sometimes today, and sometimes tomorrow, sometimes 5 years, and sometimes 30 years later. But the tefillahs that we daven are always answered. It was Yisod of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, in the Sefer Maisa Ish, which is a multi-volume biography, the Chazon Ish and Chelek Zion, they quote the Yisod in a lot of places, that one time there was a person in Eretz Yisrael, one of the leaders in Israel, who was not Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And he had a grandchild that became Frum, and a real Ben Torah. And the person at the Chazon Ish, he said, Be'ezes Chus. Like, had this person merit to have a child, to have grandchildren who are going to be so frum? What did they do? Chazon Ish said the tefillos that a mother davens when she lights hadlakas neiros, sometimes those tefillos are only answered generations later. Sometimes you have this kid that would go off the derech, and because those tefillos, it can pull someone back. It can pull someone back. Chazon Ish very, very much believed in this episode. Our tefillos are answered. But sometimes, not in the way that we would like, and sometimes it's Devarim Sha'omdim, Berumo Sha'olam, I can't necessarily fathom exactly how, but it can save Lot, and through Lot can come Mashiach. And sometimes it could be for Dory Doris later when there's going to be when we're not as good that those tefillos are going to be able to work. Certainly an important yisod that we learn from all. And the same thing is true again for Yaakov of Bikish Yaakov Leishi B'Shalva. Maybe he wasn't going to be and Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Eretz Yisrael. That some of these things maybe they were not able to see it fully come to fruition. It doesn't mean that their descendants and that Berum Moshe Olam that there was not enormous impact from these tefillos, which is why Chazal can say sometimes tefillos are not chozer reikam. The Nachozer Rekam doesn't mean that we always get the answer that we would want, and doesn't mean the answer is even no. It means the answer may be yes, but in other areas. The answer may be, it may have a certain kind of impact in very, very significant ways. Have a wonderful rest of your day.